Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bob and Jeff, dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
When I was 17.
All right, the music of Debbie Lutz this week. She supplied it. This is obviously Frank Sinatra. It was a very good year. And a good day of music coming forth here today. Going to talk some West Virginia football right now with Mike Casaza from 247 Sports and CBSI in Morgantown, West Virginia. I think I lost Mike, Max. So I didn't cut him off.
You didn't
off.
Do it this time?
No.
That's good.
That was not my thing.
So all right, well, we'll get him back.
We'll reach back and get Mike on the show and talk some West Virginia football. Man, this list of my favorite Bobs.
That's a lot of Bobs.
I can go Bobby too, right?
I guess.
And Robert.
Sure.
So I got three options.
More or less, yeah.
Can I go Roberto?
No.
What?
Your name's not Roberto. You are Bob.
If I'd been born in Mexico, it would be.
Potentially.
I've got a Roberto or two, though, I'd like to
put on.
Well,
you better cross them out, because that doesn't count today.
So you're not accepting that.
I'm really excited about my list, and I can't wait to get to it.
Well, I know one, Jeff, that if he's not on it, your list is null and void.
Who's that?
Not going to say.
All right. Well, it doesn't matter. These are my Jeffs.
Yeah, but if this isn't one of your favorite Jeffs, I'm done with you.
All right. We'll see how it goes.
Oh, this nickname debate wears me out. You know it?
I know. But I said
Well, you
what
wear
I
me out.
I said what I needed to say. I'm good now. And if somebody else wants to bring up another point, we'll talk about it. But that's where I am right now, subject to change.
It's interesting to know whether our city is equipped to handle it. Max, I'm not sure I can get Mike on the air in this current status. You're going to need to get him on the air for me. Something's amiss over here. Mike Casaza from, there we go. Now we've lost him again. There he is. Hello, Mike. Mike, are you there?
I'm here.
Wow, that was quite an ordeal. How are you?
Mid-season form.
There you go. Well, we are still getting some of the kinks out here in Wichita. West Virginia football. Neil Brown, the new head coach, comes from Troy, where he had a lot of success. This is a much different bite out of the apple. What have been your impressions of Neil Brown so far?
Not overwhelmed at all. Really organized guy. Procedural. I mean, he's taken over. I think this is the fifth straight job he's had where his first year was the coaching staff's first year. And most recently, his first year as a head coach was the first year at Troy back in 2015. But I mean, he did this at the initial staffs at Kentucky and Texas Tech and, you know, some big programs at high levels in the Power Five, and then some lower levels in FBS and Division Two. And it's kind of building toward him getting the big job. And I think he knows everything he wants to do. And right now he's kind of following a script that he's built and borrowed from different jobs, and not without bumps. But I don't think it's nearly as chaotic or as tumultuous as many coaching changes have been.
So it looks like a new quarterback, too. Well, obviously will be a new quarterback, but a transfer quarterback, Austin Kendall from Oklahoma, a redshirt junior. What can we expect from Austin this season?
No idea. You know, only seen him, you know, in the spring a couple times, kind of an underwhelming performance in the spring game, but it was really new to him. Didn't get to see him very live or live very often in the summer, and it wasn't anything outstanding. You know, he's kind of like an inkblot test where he's either the guy that played behind and learned from two Heisman Trophy winners at Oklahoma and learned from Lincoln Riley there, or he's a guy who couldn't get on the field at Oklahoma and didn't learn or didn't advance as much as, you know, his reputation in high school suggests that he might. We'll see. Everybody here's pretty torn on it. Like, people like his credentials. Everything I just mentioned is pretty impressive when you think about it, but it hasn't really done anything for him yet. And you know, now his feet are in the cement right now. It's time to move.
Mike Kazaza joins us from 247 Sports in West Virginia, covers the Mountaineers. We've gotten used to seeing this high-powered offense with West Virginia. Is that still going to be the case? I know we just talked about the quarterback who's an unproven guy. How can they shield him a little bit, at least at the start of the season, and kind of acclimate him to running a Big 12 offense?
He's kind of familiar with it. Oklahoma does some similar things that even new West Virginia does. So the offense there is kind of what Neil did at Texas Tech, so it's not completely foreign to him. And Kendall's brother was a receiver at Kentucky when Brown was the offensive coordinator there, and he recruited Austin. And as you know, during that recruiting process, you're giving guys playbooks and cut-ups and saying, this is how we think you can look on our field. So he's had some experience with the actual offense and then with something similar to it. The trouble is that he's just going to be really green for a while. It's going to be hard. They are trying to figure out their offensive line. They have a number of new receivers who have a lot of potential, just haven't had a lot of production. And to be honest, their best bet is probably running the ball and doing different formations to get people off balance, you know, before, during, and after plays, and trying to run the ball that way, and probably being a little bit more cautious in offense. I don't think it's going to yield itself to, like, huge stats for a quarterback, but they win a lot of games. That's probably all they really care about.
So, yeah, you kind of took my thunder there as far as the receivers go. Will Grier, I think, had 37 touchdown passes, and 28 of those are gone as far as the receivers go. So is that kind of an up-in-the-air position, or are they just going with unproven guys and are going to stick with those guys and just see how they do?
Yeah, the latter for sure. They've actually recruited a receiver pretty well over the years, and they're good about developing guys. Now, the development staff, you know, those guys are all gone now. So they're having new guys in here who – you know, their receivers coach right now is also coaching tight ends, and their other receivers coach has never coached this level before. He's only been a GA at Clemson. He's a former receiver there. So it's going to be kind of new for these guys, and they don't know them. They didn't recruit them. You know, they're getting to work with them right now, and it's a lot of getting to know you stuff. But the previous staff did a good job getting guys in here who were big and tall and strong and fast. And, again, they don't have a lot of options. They've got to play some of these guys. So, you know, true freshmen, hard to get in the field. Redshirt freshmen, you know, they don't really have a choice. They got to play a guy like Sam James or a guy like Bryce Wheaton, but they've also gone out and gotten some transfers. A guy named George Campbell was like a five-star player at Florida State not too long ago. They're waiting on a waiver request probably before the end of the week on Sean Ryan, who's a big transfer from Temple. So they have things that they like, and they're kind of hoping they get good news soon, similar to the guy with their, you know, maybe their four-string quarterback, maybe their future starter in Jarrett Dakey earlier in the week.
Big 12 previews continuing here with Mike Kazaza from 247 Sports in West Virginia. I always get a kick out of looking at schedules. West Virginia opens with James Madison a week from Saturday. Then a couple of interesting non-conference games, SEC Missouri and then ACC North Carolina State before a road game at Kansas. And then Texas, Iowa State, and Oklahoma in succession. Those are the three teams picked at the top of the Big 12. Is that a good schedule for West Virginia?
No. No.
Kind of thought
you don't want to open with JMU because, you know, they absolutely think they're going to win this game. That's the number two ranked team in the FCS, which I understand it's a different level. It's not a fair comparison, but they spent their entire summer thinking that they're going to make a big, big statement and beat this rookie head coach with a offense that's in, you know, transition, a defense that's totally new. Their head coach used to play quarterback. His dad was the head coach here. So there's a whole lot of motivation. It will not be hard for JMU to get up to this game. I don't think it should be hard for West Virginia either, but that's going to be a handful, I promise. Missouri's tough. The game Missouri's tough. Game NC State or only against NC State stuff. Who knows with Kentucky? And then, like you said, you get into the teeth of the schedule.
Kansas,
the best teams in the Big 12 in a row.
They play Kansas.
I keep doing that. Yeah, yeah. I mean, who knows? That's probably the one you pencil in, that and JMU. But like, who knows? I mean, coming out of the non-conference.
I don't think Kansas is going to be very good, but they're a complete wild card with Les Miles.
Yeah, I mean, would you be surprised if they're 3-0? I don't think we should be shocked if they win at Boston College, and they should beat the other two teams in their schedule. So if they're 3-0 and they come home and all of a sudden you got Les Miles and he's dancing and rapping and the whole crowd's going crazy, who knows? Especially if West Virginia doesn't come out 2-1 or 3-0. They're 1-2 or worse. Everything's different at that point.
Yeah.
Is bowl eligibility, you know, they're aiming higher, obviously, but is that about realistic 6 wins or can you find more on that schedule?
It's bizarre, man. Like, the AD's coming out saying, hey, it'd be great to be in a bowl game. If they had, and I understand it's a different situation, but if they won 6 games or 7 games with Dana Holgorsen, they would have fired him. No doubt about that. But so I guess it's okay for a new guy to do that. There's a lot of people who think he gets a year zero and, you know, let him plant his seeds this year and let him garden the next couple of years. I think there's way too much talent to accept a losing season. I mean, if they don't get to 6 in the regular season, you kind of have to step back and reevaluate some things. To hire the right people, your recruiting practice is okay. Did you need to get all those transfers? And then how do you, you know, not reset in year two, but how do you make sure you don't have a year zero again in year two?
All right, good stuff. We appreciate your time, Mike, to talk about West Virginia football. Have a good evening. All right, Mike Casazza from 247 Sports in West Virginia, Morgantown. All right, Mike Furches is right around the corner. We're going to talk movies and pop culture with Movie Mike. He's next on The Drive, KFH Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.